Thank you, guys. I want to thank Scott and Teresa from the Men's Health Network for having us here and for being such a great resource. And this is an advertisement for them. Please, if you are thinking about men's health, definitely get with them because they're a great resource. And thanks for the Men's Health Caucus for letting us be here. So I'm going to skip through a lot of the stuff because I think you guys know. And thank you, Scott, for all of these good stuff. But I'm going to skip through it. I don't want these people falling asleep on me. I think the technical term for the health status in Oklahoma is it sucks, pretty much every health indicator. And I know a lot of you, but we're 49th in the nation on all negative health indicators. Thank God for Mississippi, and God bless them, for being worse than us. We definitely need to do some stuff. Anyway, we are 49th. We have a high prevalence of everything. Women going to prison, grandparents raising grandchildren, low income, poverty, you name it. Oklahoma is unfortunately, again, it sucks. But we're trying to help. Like Ernesto said, I'm with Integris Health. Let me scoot through these. This is kind of our demographic. You know, we have a high Hispanic population, and we have one of the largest, actually, in the state. It's the Hispanic Initiative that we started, and we also, that's like 22 years we've been doing that, and we help out all the Hispanic population, but also Hispanic men as well. Integris is a nonprofit health system and the largest in the state. And the reason I tell you this is why we're doing this is because we're nonprofit. As many of you may know, we have to give back portions of our budget back to the community. And that's what my department does, the community health improvement. So I'm in charge of all of that for the state. We have 14 hospitals, and this is some of the money that we give back. And that's why we do kind of what we do. We established the Men's Health Network in 2004. We have a lot of fun, as Mr. Randolfo said in your presentation yesterday. You make it fun for guys, you show them something shiny, and you get their attention, especially if you feed them. But this is some of the stuff that we do with my department. We cover, it's almost womb to tomb as far as everything that we do. We have senior programs, and in another department, we have for 20-something years had a women's health forum that has been fantastic. And many years ago, I was kept saying, why don't we do anything for men? Men are the worst. You know, we're dying earlier, which causes all the, you know, stuff that Teresa talked about, the economic impact on that, all of those things. We decided we'd start this, and we wanted to make it fun and make it exciting for guys and kind of do it with a less clinical aspect of what a lot of times we see in healthcare. These are some of our centers of excellence. I put them here just to let you know I have been very blessed with these partners here internally, like the Heart Hospital, the Cancer Center. They come and help me with all of our events that I'm getting ready to show you about. But all of these different areas, the Sleep Disorder Center, the Fitness Center, all of them are helping me do the men's health program. So anyway, we established Integris Men's Health Network, Integris Men's Health, well, look, I'm taking over here, right? Integris Men's Health University. And we did it with, like I said, kind of a collegiate theme, and we wanted to make it fun, but we take it very seriously, like I said. But these are some of the screenings that we do at each of our event. Some of these are from outside partners. The Lions Club has a mobile health unit that goes all around the state. They're one of our big partners. We have all different folks like my friend Lynn Goldberg here from the State Health Department. Great resource. They help us out a lot, as well as a lot of community partners helping us do all of these different exams, and all of them are free. And again, that's what Integris has to give back to the community, so that's what my budget does. I have to do these kind of things to keep that nonprofit status. So anyway, in 2004, we decided to do the Men's Health University. Our objective was to educate men and their families on the importance of taking care of their health and increase men's awareness of their health and treatment options and provide opportunities for people to come together who are interested in men's health to get together and do something that had not been done in Oklahoma. You know, you do the prostate screenings and all of that, but we've been doing this consistently for, like I said, the last 7 years. This was our first event. Let me tell you about it. Testosterone Tune-Up. I grabbed that. I stole that off something. We had a car show and a motorcycle show. We thought we're going to get them there with something shiny, and then we fed them. I had a great turnout at our hospital. The one scary thought very unusual. I had a motorcycle guy come up to me, very agitated, wondering why we weren't doing testosterone screenings. Well, there's really not anything you can do at a health fair that you can, you know, do testosterone screenings. But he was very upset with me and went screaming into the wind and rode off on his motorcycle, very upset because we weren't doing testosterone screening. So if you ever use that theme, be very careful, because I've had, this guy was going to kill me, I was pretty sure. I kept telling him, let's just do a prostate screening and tell him that checks the testosterone too, but no one would go with that. What you see here is postcards. Each year we do a different theme and we do a different postcard with a different theme. And we send this out to our mailing list, put it around hospitals, churches, and all of that different kind of stuff. And these are some of the things that we did. We have a free clinic also. So if someone doesn't have a physician, we can get them to one of our free clinics that also report to me. The next year was Tackling Men's Health. Of course, we had a tailgate party. That went over very well. So outside where we had it at one of the colleges. And every year, we do it usually 2 years at a community college and then move to a different part of the state, or excuse me, a different part of the city to do these things. And again, it was fun. We tried to make it fun, but again, taking it very seriously on what we do. And we also had speakers usually the week before. We tried it the first year, having speakers the day of, and there's so much going on, trying to get people to go and sit down and listen to a physician. It wasn't the best. So what we started doing is having it the week before. We would have two or three physicians talking on a Tuesday or Thursday, and then promote what was going on that Saturday. So I'm frozen here. There we go. In 2006, we did Retooling Men's Health, had another car theme, and also had tools. We had the neatest thing. We went and bought a bunch of these ratchet sets at one of these cheap depots, and inside it, we had all the men's tests that you need to have done inside that ratchet set, and we gave those away. They were cheap. They were about $2. We had a sponsor, so we went and had that done, and then we had our Integris Men's Health logo. By the way, I did not steal this logo from ESPN. I'm pretty sure I had that before they did, but a lot of people said, oh, that's the ESPN. I said, no, that's Men U. That's our Men's Health University. So anyway, but again, we tried to make it fun. The other thing back there in the back we did this year is a pin that has men's health screenings in there. It says, hi guys, get checked. So take those. Those will work well. And I can count this as community benefit, not as marketing, by the way, for any of you, because it has some kind of education to it. So I can do that. So anyway, anything to get around the IRS right there. So anyway. But like I said, we try to make it fun. Anytime there's a man that does not have a physician, like I said, we have a clinic that we send them to, or we send them to a clinic in their area, because we draw from different places around the state. So we try to make sure we get them to that medical home and that there's some type of access. We also follow up with them to make sure that they do get checked up, especially if there's anybody there that has high risk abnormal results. The day of, we have physicians and nurse practitioners there. This one was Wellness Wise Guys, and we had a grilling competition outside, which went fantastic. I never dreamed how, my committee that works with me said, let's do something different. And it was spring, the fall, football, grilling competition. It went over fantastic. And you get them there, you feed them, and then say, come on in, pull your pants down. So it works. Get them fed. 2008, we did the Wellness Wise. Again, the tailgate party theme went over so well that we continued using that. And again, our attendees, these also include the people that were there as far as vendors, because we bring in outside vendors, anything that has to do with any of the nonprofit agencies that want to target the men's health area, we bring those in, and we charge a nominal fee, and a lot of that goes back to helping, you know, buy some of the giveaways, do the door prizes. The door prizes have been very successful too. You know, we give away grills and stuff like that that keep the guys kind of enthused. So anyway, in 2009, and by the way, our theme, we do radio advertising too, and we did that whole very retro on kind of like this one, but the radio theme, we partnered with a local sports station that I'll talk about here in a minute, but we do a very retro, if anybody saw Dodgeball, that whole old Dodgeball, that kind of film clip thing. That's kind of the way we do it, and everybody loves that. Each year we just change it up a little bit, but everybody knows in the 7 years we've been doing it that Integris has got their the men's health thing going on because of the advertising. And they partnered with us, and we partnered with the local Cox Media cable station there. They help us out. You know, we'll buy a small advertising budget, and then they throw in some freebies for us, and we put them on as a sponsor. So a lot of, there's so many people out there that don't think about men's health, but when you go and talk to them, well, Cox has a sports night that they want to get out there, so they let us, you know, go on there, do some free interviews for our doctors and such. But that's been very, very helpful to us, finding those people that really are interested in men's health and then getting something free from them, so that's always good. 2010 was a huge event. We moved to a new location in South Oklahoma City and had more ethnic groups than we'd ever had before. We go out all over the metro sending information out, but we had more African Americans at this event and more Hispanics at this event. And again, we do this men's health with the normal Hispanic health fair, so it's huge. They have 15 to 1800 people there every year, but this one was huge. And we decided, we've been talking about doing an African American men's health fair for many years, and luckily we did our first one just last month, and we partnered with an African-American church group called the East Zion District. We had found out that they had been looking at doing a men's health program for their members, and one of my colleagues that works at the hospital said, hey, let's visit with them. It was the most fantastic collaboration I think I've ever had. They did everything. They got the volunteers. They promoted this event and saved us tons of money in advertising because they brought in the African American newspaper, the radio stations. It was phenomenal. If you can find someone like that, this is very, in my opinion, is a model that you can use no matter where you are. You may not have a large budget, but there are a lot of folks that will be happy to take, in my opinion, and my experience has been very good at helping us because they get something out of it too, and it's great for the community. The African American event was well beyond what we ever anticipated. Many of my African American colleagues said, you know what, we just don't do this in my community, so I'm really going to be surprised if we have anyone there. We, like again, 475 people, just blew us away. We had it at Langston University, which is an African American college on the northeast side of town. Blew us all away. Just could not believe the men that came. At the regular events, it's usually the women bringing them in, and that's another thing I need to tell you about. The African Americans came in groups. The men would come together as a group, bringing their buddies. It was amazing. We had hardly any women at this event, and it was just amazing because women, you know, they're the ones that are usually dragging the guys there. But this was a fantastic event, and we're hoping to do another one in the next 6 months. One thing about women, let me tell you. The very first two events, the women are bringing the guys. We're promoting it at our Women's Health Forum to tell them, because it's 2 weeks before, so they come. We had so many guys on our survey saying, what the hell, why are all these women here and this is a men's health fair? Well, if a female was going to bring a guy, we felt like we needed to at least give them, you know, some of the screenings as well, cholesterol and glucose. So after the second year, we had to have our own women's section and keep them out of the main line with the guys because guys get a little pissy there. So anyway. The follow-up, we'll do anyone from age 18 and older, and we always try to make sure, like I said, that there's plenty of folks on site to do consultations. Again, we have a residency program, so we use our resident physicians. We also, because of the nursing shortage, it's hard for us to get a lot of nurses there. We use the nursing schools. We'll use four or five different nursing schools, and we'll have 30 to 50 nursing folks, students there with their instructors, and they do the glucose testing, cholesterol, and blood pressure, and we just do the finger sticks on that, so that makes it a lot easier and, again, a lot cheaper, but at least it gives us a baseline if we need to get someone out. If there's any abnormal results, we'll send them to our ER, again, to our free clinic, anywhere. We want to make sure that they have a medical home. So, and then we follow up with them. We have a health line that we give all of our results to, and they put them in a database. And if we haven't heard from them or there's somebody that didn't have a doctor, we try to make sure that they got call the Integris health line. And again, we send out another letter just to make sure that they've followed up. As far as our advertising, one thing that we did, just in the champions of men's health. We have, our, and I'm sure if any of you that work in health in the hospitals, we have our own physician clinics that are our own clinics. I said, you know what we need to do? We've got all of these guys out there. Many of them are new to the practice. We need to have them as our champions of men's health. It's not that they're not seeing women, but if I could market them, and this is what we did. So we had all of these doctors advertised as champions of men's health. They're not doing anything different than any of the other doctors, but since they're already on our payroll and they needed patients, we started using them as our medical homes. If someone that had insurance, if not, they would see a few of the no pays and such like that. But we did that as just a market to let them know, hey, we've got men that you can go and talk to. And those were older publications. We have a lot of different diversity now: African American physicians, Hispanic. Anyway, these are some of the publications that Integris does that we promote all of our events in, and anytime that guys come, we always put them on our mailing list. This is some of our outreach. Like I said, the physicians' clinics. Then we had a fit club, and what we did, we had after the Super Bowl and after all the resolutions, we had a fit club, and it was our tagline for men who give a fit. And it was very well attended the first couple of years. You know, guys would come after the resolutions and after the Super Bowl. We did it after the Super Bowl to make sure we got all that crap out of the way, and had a really good group where we'd meet once a week for about 4 weeks and get guys kind of back to the to thinking about their health. We did a What a Dad contest with the arena football team for Father's Day. Man Cakes, we did that, and that went over very well. And we gave all the proceeds to the Men's Health Network for that event that we did last October. And then a couple of weeks, we're doing our grilling for the health of it. It's a men's health meeting, M-E-A-I-T-I-N-G. I've got the Beef Council sponsoring that for us. And then we're we're doing healthy grilling. We're trying to make it healthy. And we're having it at a restaurant. We're going to do kind of a tailgate theme. And we're going to try this and have one of our physicians talk about healthy grilling and all of that stuff. So that's been hopefully will go over well. This is something that we did kind of as a tongue-in-cheek. You know, you hear things, man's going to get their man card taken away. One of my employees said, let's come up with a man card. So we have these credit cards, and I'm sorry, I meant to bring one. Worked with this local sports station, and they loved it because they were always talking about, you know, if you ride on the back of a motorcycle with a guy, you know, you're going to lose your man card. So we did this kind of as a tongue-in-cheek way to promote men's health. So everybody has a credit card with their name on it, and it has a swipe. You can swipe the back of it. Anytime they come to our events, they get points, and then they add up those points. And at the end of the year, we had a banquet, and they could trade in their points, and we had, you know, again, we try to do some fun stuff, but we always have a health education, we have the doctors there or something, but it gets guys thinking and talking about it. This is a joke, but when they have that card, we have all of their information on there, so each time they come, we can say, hey, you know, you had high blood pressure last time, have you been checked, and all that stuff. So that's gone over very well. Each year, we give out a prize for the man that has the most points. So anyway, future goals, we're hoping to take one of our clinic nights and have it just for guys. That's something that I'm really trying to do. Mental health services everywhere, we know that's an issue, and we're trying to help with get our mental health guys at our free clinic to help out and diagnose some of those issues. Additional wellness activities, and then programs and resources for fathers. I think we're all know what issues those are. So anyway, that is Integris Men's Health University, and I appreciate your time.